The Ancient Martial Art of Kalaripayattu at a cultural center in the seaside town of Kochi in South India. Three strong young men keep the traditions of Kalaripayattu alive. Every morning, they wake up early to practice, and every evening they perform for an audience of locals and tourists. The audiences are mesmerized by their lightning-fast moves and use of weapons. When people think of martial arts, they will usually think of fighting styles that come from the East. For example, there is karate from Japan, taekwondo from Korea, and kung fu from China. However, not many people know that one of the oldest fighting styles actually come from the southern state of Kerala, India. The martial art of Kalaripayattu is more than 3,000 years old. Legend has it that Bodhidharma, the founder of Shaolin Kung Fu, was a Kalaripayattu master from South India. The name Kalaripayattu means battlefield, Kalari, training, Payattu, in the local language. This is because Kalaripayattu was first taught to young men to use in battle. Later on, it was taught to anyone who wanted to learn how to protect themselves. It then became popular for children in Kerala to start learning Kalaripayattu once they reached 7 years old. Speed and flexibility is very important in Kalaripayattu. Fighters learn how to fight with their empty hands and also using weapons. They can learn to use all kinds of weapons like swords, whips, small daggers, shields, and sticks. The fighting styles are named after the movement styles of powerful animals like the lion, tiger, elephant, crocodile, and snake. Watching a Kalaripayattu performance is an amazing experience. Fighters often jump high in the air, so high that it seems like they are flying. These performances are also very noisy because the fighters would clash their metal weapons a lot. The fighters train for hours to make sure that they remember every move.